The longer this summer stretches on, the more I find I have oysters on my mind. Someday fall will arrive, peak oyster season will be close behind, and this hot, rainy summer will be in the history books. But I can't wait that long. This summer has been a rough one already, and I'm ready for a taste of one of the real blessings of living in Louisiana, the prodigious oyster harvest. That's not going to make up for a flooded car or a sky-high electricity bill, but sometimes little things can help. Oysters are available year-round, and even the raw dozens I've been dispatching lately have been tasting fuller and fatter, a harbinger of the season to come. But step away from the oyster bar for a moment and break out the fryer, the broiler, the grill, or the smoker, and Louisiana oysters can be the main attraction anytime. New Orleans has minted its own classic examples over the years. Oysters Rockefeller comes to mind first. Others qualify as modern classics, like Drago's charbroiled oysters, all snapping with garlic and butter, or Clancy's fried oysters, topped with melting hunks of brie. However, the beautiful thing about a talented crop of chefs, an abundant natural resource, and an appreciative homegrown audience is that there's always a new rendition or different twist to try. And lately, I've been on a bivalve bender. I'll give you a couple of examples. I shimmied down the blocked-off blocks of Bourbon Street to revisit Bourbon House for the fried oyster BLT. This BLT is not a sandwich, but rather an artful arrangement of umami flavors, with fried oysters set between pork belly, under microgreens, and over sweet tomato jam. Just across the street, the old-school Felix's Oyster Bar has some new tricks up its sleeve, and one of them is a buffalo oyster, all lip-smacking tangy with crystal hot sauce and butter. Down in the parish, Chalmette finally has its own oyster bar at Mimi's Bar and Grill, and the grill part of the equation has been busy cooking up an array of oysters, including the Bangkok oysters, capped with a dose of Fire Engine Red Sambal Olek, a Southeast Asian sauce that brings thick, sweet heat. On it goes, wood-fired oysters at Kenton's, a smoked oyster gratin at DTB, the oysters Gentilly with cream spinach at the Munch Factory, the fried oysters Good Enough at Carrollton Market, dabbed with Bernays and crowned with bacon, the Maypop oysters, fried and planted over a swirling storm pattern of black soy aioli, the oyster Schlesinger at Katie's, broiled with bacon and spinach and, wait for it, tangy, melty Provel cheese. Right, so some of this goes a little over the top and could make you yearn for simplicity of an oyster with nothing more than lemon and a fork. It might even make you wistful for winter, when oysters, and New Orleans, are at their best. But if that's the case, well, just keep shucking, baby. Summer gets shorter with each passing day, and it just seems to go by a little faster when we count by the dozen. You can find details on all the oyster dishes I mentioned, and learn more, at wwno.org.